امام باقر preserver of Azadari mourning ceremonies. In the name of God, the All-Compassionate, the All-Merciful. Today, on the third of the mourning month of Safar, we present you a special program on the life and times of a person who was born on this day and since childhood passed through a range of calamities, witnessing, as a four-year-old child, the world's most heartrending tragedy. First, let us hear a wise saying from that provides glimpses of the God-given qualities of the subject of this article. The height of perfection is excellence in the understanding of religion, endurance in hardships and administration of the affairs of life according to one's means, in the right measure. The above-mentioned bezel of wisdom are not the words of any ordinary scholar, trying to acquire some grains of knowledge after trial and error. These are, in fact, guidelines for preservation of the essence of the dynamic code of life, called Islam, in all matters without letting distortion creeping in, as one strives for perfection in the various spheres of life. The one who expressed these wise words was the most knowledgeable person of his age, to the extent that he was called Baqir al-Ulum, or splitter and spreader of the sciences. He was among the select group to whom God refers in the Holy Quran as Rasikhuna fil-Ilm, or repositories of knowledge. It means whatever wisdom he possessed was God-given for the guidance of human societies. For those still in doubt about his identity, these initial days of the month of Safar ought to be an indicator in view of the events related to him and his family. For example, on the first day of the month of Safar in the year 61 AH, as a mere boy of 4 years, he was among the innocent rope-bound prisoners who were dragged on the court of the godless ruler in Damascus, along with the severed heads of the male members of his household. If the third of Safar, according to a narration, is to be considered his birthday in Medina in the year 57 AH, the second day of Safar was the exact date his younger brother, Zayd, was martyred in the battle near Kufa in 121 AH. 7 years after his own martyrdom through poisoning in his hometown in 114 AH. He was the namesake of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. He was descended on both sides, that is paternal and maternal, from the Messenger of Mercy, and was the recipient of a unique greeting from God's last emissary to mankind, entrusted to Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari some 5 decades before his birth. Alas, on completing 4 years, on the third day of Safar in the year 61 AH, the boy who was none other than Imam Muhammad Baqir, peace be upon him, saw the ghastly spectacle of the severed head of his grandfather, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, placed in a tray before the tyrant Yazid, amid celebrations and festivities in the court of Damascus. Imagine the shocking sight for the child. But he carried himself with dignity like his father, Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him, and his mother, Hazrat Fatima, peace be upon her, the daughter of Imam Hassan Mujtaba, peace be upon him. His grand aunt, Hazrat Zainab Kubra, peace be upon her, and specially his paternal aunt of his own age, 4-year-old Hazrat Ruqayya, peace be upon her. Shortly, Imam Baqir, peace be upon him, had to witness the martyrdom in prison of Hazrat Ruqayya, peace be upon her, who, unable to endure the scolding and rough treatment of the heartless captors, left the world with her sobbing head placed on the severed head of her father, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, the immortal martyr of Karbala. The noble family was eventually set free, returned to the city of Medina, and Imam Baqir, peace be upon him, lived to the age of 57 years, diligently carrying out the mission of the Prophet to enlighten mankind. Till the year 95 AH, under the shadows of his father, and for the next 19 years, as the Immaculate Imam himself. He passed the mantle of divine leadership to his eldest son and successor, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, who revived in society the pristine sunnah and seerah, or behavior and practice, of the Holy Prophet that has come to be known as the Ja'fari school of jurisprudence. It was on the authority of Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, peace be upon him, as the fifth heir of the seal of prophets that various scholars, not just of the school of the Ahlul Bayt, but also from among the fresh converts to Islam, such as Abu Hanifa of Iranian Zoroastrian stock from Kabul, recorded Islamic history and laws, which until then had been banned from being penned down by the successive regimes. Space do not permit us to detail his firm censuring of Abu Hanifa for distorting jurisprudential rulings on the flimsy base of qiyas, analogy or guesswork. Likewise, we are short of time in referring fully to the Umayyad Caliph, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz's lifting of the ban around 100 AH on the recording of hadith that was imposed by Umar ibn Khattab almost 9 decades ago, in order to prevent Muslims from putting on paper the Holy Prophet's eloquent elucidation of the God-given merits and prime position of the one and only Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Since we are passing through the equally tragic aftermath of the tragedy of Karbala, it should be pointed out that the fifth Imam kept alive his father, Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him, and his great aunt Hazrat Zainab Kubra, peace be upon her, tradition of the correct manner of commemorating the heartrending martyrdom of his grandfather, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. He thus ensured that other than what the infallible Imams have taught of the exact occurrences of the world's most heartrending tragedy, the rest are unrealistic and unnatural additions by the enemies in a bid to deflect attention from the facts of the universal message of Ashura. In these Majalis al-Azhar, or mourning ceremonies, along with the expounding of the tenets of Islam and explanation of the God-given merits of the Ahlul Bayt or the Holy Prophet's household, peace be upon them, the blood-curdling events of Ashura and its aftermath were recounted by preachers to the weeping audiences. Such gatherings would also see poets recite elegies to instill the sense of justice and resistance against tyranny among the true believers, who, with tears streaming down their eyes, used to beat their chests, often rhythmically, with bare hands, as natural expressions of grief, and not with instruments to willfully injure themselves. Among the famous poets of the days of Imam Muhammad Baqir, peace be upon him, was Kumail al-Asadi, who wrote the epic lengthy ode titled Al-Hashimiyat, in praise of the Ahlul Bayt, members of the Holy Prophet's household, peace be upon them, and as a result was imprisoned by the Umayyad regime. The fifth Imam also specified in his last will that mourning ceremonies to be held every year at the plain of Mina near Mecca during the annual Hajj pilgrimage, so that pilgrims from different parts of the Islamic world, most of them neo-Muslims, will be acquainted with the sufferings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, for the sake of Islam and for safeguarding of pure and pristine teachings of their ancestor, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. He even set aside a sum of money to ensure that such gatherings could be held without interruption for at least a decade after his death, to recount the calamities he faced throughout his life to keep alive the genuine teachings of Islam. During his 19-year imamate that saw at least five Umayyad caliphs rise and fall, the Holy Prophet's righteous successor left no stone unturned to enlighten the Ummah by grooming dedicated disciples who would rise to great heights under his son and successor, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, in whose famous Academy of Medina, 4,000 scholars used to learn different branches of the sciences, including the father of chemistry, Jaber ibn Hayyan, or Jaber to medieval Europe. Imam Muhammad Baqir, peace be upon him, stressed the importance of the famous Ziyarat Ashura to his companion Al-Ghama al-Hadhrami by saying, "With face turned towards the shrine of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, first send salams upon him and imprecate or lan his killers. Then, after performing a 2-rak'at prayer, recite it. O Al-Ghama, if you recite this ziyarat in this manner, it is as if you have performed the pilgrimage of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, in the manner of angels, and Allah will write for you thousands and thousands of rewards and forgive your thousands and thousands of sins. The one who recites this ziyarat will be exalted by 100,000 degrees, while his reward would be equal to those martyred along with Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, to the extent that he will share the rewards of the martyrs of Karbala and will be recognized as from among them. His reward will also equal the rewards of pilgrimages performed by every prophet and apostle since the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, until this day. O Al-Ghama, if possible, perform the pilgrimage of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, every day by recitation of this ziyarat."